Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we chat about what it looks like to apprentice ourselves to Jesus, to be with Him and like Him in each moment and in each relationship. Our host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we'll be walking through the wilderness with Jesus as we begin our day with a conversation with Jesus through scripture, prayer, meditation, and journaling, and then enjoying that conversation throughout the day.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Together on Mission podcast. This is Travis, and it is Friday morning, and we have spent this last week together, and we've spent this last week with Jesus every day, just walking through the wilderness with Jesus and enjoying Him as He is enjoying us. And because it's Friday, we will not be putting out a podcast tomorrow, Saturday, or the next day, Sunday. So tomorrow, Saturday, get up in the morning and just do with Jesus what we have been doing all week long. Select a passage, read it, let the truth of it just wash over the soil of your soul. Let's meditate, let's pray, and just enjoy being with Jesus tomorrow morning. And then, of course, Sunday morning, tune in 9:15, 11:15. We're going to continue our series, Wilderness, and we're going to talk about the wilderness of waiting, because wilderness often is waiting much longer than we want to wait. And so we're then going to develop that theme the following week as we spend every day walk through the wilderness with Jesus and discover the simplicity and the beauty of the gospel, which is being with Jesus because He's a friend. He's a friend. And so happy Friday morning. Turn in your Bibles to Romans chapter 12. And I saved my favorite passage for last. I love this passage, and there is so much hope in this passage. And the title of the podcast this morning is Overcome. Overcome. Most of us have a relationship in our lives that is deteriorating and is maybe all but destroyed. It's gotten bad. It's been bad for a while, but it's gotten bad. It's gotten ugly, and there have been so many battles and mistrust, and there's been betrayal, and then there's been hurt upon hurt, and we've tried, and maybe they've tried, but it seems like the train has left the station, and there's just no hope, there's no way forward, and there's nothing worse in relationship than a loss of hope for the restoration of that relationship. And so the question is, in your life, in your journey, in the midst of the wilderness season, what relationship is that? And I have mine, and I'm thinking about mine, and I'm sure you have yours. And I know for me, maybe this is the case for you, this season has not made this relationship any easier. In a lot of ways, it's made it worse. And we're struggling with a lack of hope. And there's nothing darker in relationship than a lack of hope. And so the title of the podcast, again, is Overcome. And this passage we're about to look at is about hope. It's about overcoming. And so turn to Romans 12, beginning in verse 17. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, "It is mine to avenge, I will repay," says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. In doing so, you will heap burning coals on his head. And then, this is the verse I just want us to really meditate on. I mean, just take it in. There's so much hope here. There's so much overcoming here. Verse 21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And let's think about that relationship where we have lost hope, that has gotten so bad or so ugly, and there's been so much water under that bridge, and it's like the train has left the station, and there's no way forward, and we've tried, and they've tried. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. That is hope. That is overcoming. You see, what Paul is saying in this verse is good is now more powerful than evil. It's a more powerful force. Love is more powerful than hate. Kindness is more powerful than being rude or dismissive. And Paul is saying we are not in bondage to evil or hatred or being rude or giving up on that particular or those relationships. We're set free to be about good or love or kindness, even in the midst of a relationship that we think is on the edge of a cliff. And love of enemy, according to Paul, or doing good, love of enemy is the key to hope in a relationship that seems like all hope has been lost, just like the cross is the key to resurrection. And so let's think about that relationship. Is it marriage? Is it somebody in our extended family? Is it a work relationship? Is it a friendship? Maybe it's a neighbor, a boss. Maybe it's one of our children or one of our parents. And I'm reminded of the verse in the Old Testament that a soft answer, a loving answer, a kind answer turns away wrath. In what relationship would that be really good advice? And what Paul is saying here, and this is why it's so much hope, this is why it's my favorite verse that we've selected throughout this week, because Paul's saying, hey, begin to overcome evil with good. Because good is such a much more powerful force in God's world because of the cross and the resurrection, begin to become people, even in those relationships that we think are done, the train has left the station, there's no more hope. This is what brings hope. Begin to overcome evil with good. And the reality is, if we don't go in this direction of overcoming evil with good, then Paul says we will be overcome with evil. And in those relationships where we have lost hope, where there's been so much mistrust or betrayal or hurt, it's just gotten ugly or bad, we've been overcome with evil. And Paul says, okay, it's no longer time to be on the defensive. In other words, just hoping that we won't be overcome with evil in that relationship. It's time to get on the offensive. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Good is more powerful than evil. Love is more powerful than hate. Kindness is more powerful than being rude. And we can begin to overcome evil with good. We can get on the offensive. We can follow Jesus, and even in those relationships that we've lost hope, we can be overcomers by the power of the Spirit as we follow Jesus into recovering or taking back the ground that the enemy has taken. This verse infuses hope into those relationships where hope has been lost. Now, let's begin to just enjoy the presence of Jesus. Maybe read verse 21 again, meditate for a couple minutes, and just let the power of that verse and being on the offensive and overcoming and hope just soak into the soil of our soul. And particularly, this just keeps coming up in my heart and mind right now, so I'm going to say it. A soft answer turns away wrath. So talk with Jesus this morning about how and in what relationship we can just begin to, with a soft answer, with a kind demeanor, with a loving approach, turn away wrath or hatred or evil as we become overcomers by the power of the Spirit. So enjoy a conversation with Jesus. Let it last throughout the day and throughout the weekend as we become a people set free by loving our enemies. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. We'll talk on Monday.
Thanks for listening to our podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you would like to find out any more information about the Inland Vineyard Church or our services, download our app, which you can find in the Google Play or the App Store, or check out our website at www.inlandvineyardchurch.com. inlandvineyard.org.